Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you for hanging out with us. Jimi Hendrix bringing us back. Tim Berry is our guest, our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member, original founding member of our Brain Trust, also the founder of Palo Alto Software. And we're talking about momentum, Tim, and how it affects businesses, how it can impact your business. One of the things that I think we should talk about, we touched on it a little bit in the previous segment, Tim, if it's okay with you, is let's talk about how, as the leader of your company, you're responsible for seeing things that could give your company momentum, positive momentum, and for anticipating as much as possible things that could cause you, as you called it, the kick in the stomach, to have negative momentum. That's your, as the CEO of your company, folks, that's your job, and that's the reason why I keep telling you, get your head out of the trenches every so often, once a week, once a month, once a quarter, three times a year, whatever. Get your head out of the trenches, quit executing and operating for an hour or a half a day, and look around you and see where these threats and opportunities to momentum can come from. What do you think, Tim?
I think it's very important. I think you're on the where momentum comes into management and leadership is, if we go back to the sports analogies, you can see sometimes that the leader, call that the coach, sees the momentum shifting, is concerned with it, and calls the timeout mm-hmm. to talk to people and change that momentum
yes.
and just manage it. And
yep.
I think that's where leadership goes when there are these things that are unforeseen. Then that's when the leadership changes the momentum on purpose by, I don't know, inspiration, by the reminding people the vision, the ideas, by getting people to feel like it's crunch time and we have to do something dramatic quickly. That's where leadership becomes more than just day-to-day. Exactly like you said, Jim, it's pulling up, and it's the different context, because if you're too far in the middle of it, you don't see it.
Well, you know, Tim, in December of 2008, I could see that my employees, I could tell my employees were getting a little spooked. They're all very young, and I say getting spooked. They were all, you know, wide-eyed about how things were going and, you know what's going to happen. Or, you know, is everything going to collapse or whatever? And I just set them down one day, and I said, guys, I don't know what's going to happen. I'm not that smart, but I know what has happened, and there's this recession that we're in right now. This will be my seventh one to go through, and I made it through all the others. I don't know what's coming at us, but I just know that I've been through this before. For whatever that's worth, I wanted you to know that. And that, I think that changed. Not that there was any bad momentum going on, but I could see that they needed a little bit of encouragement, that maybe to give them their little personal momentum. And I think that changed things, because they told me that, you know, yeah, we're getting a little scared. We didn't know what's going on, and it made a difference, I think.
I think that's a great example of this interplay between there's fundamentals in the long-term sense, and we've talked about them a lot, and there's also this leadership understanding that you've got a team, and some say that you have to deal with different team members in different ways, but there's also being able to slow down the loss of momentum with the change in the environment and the atmosphere, and to be able to pick up and see. And sometimes, how about this one, Jim? I think I've seen this in companies where the momentum is something external, unforeseen, and less global, and it takes the leader to find some small way to change it around. Like the momentum is somebody's left who was very popular.
Right.
And now the leader is responsible for, let's get everybody together and refocus and re-inspire and remind them our vision and our goals and whatever, mm-hmm. and know that the momentum is shifting and do something quickly to get it back on track.
And I'll tell you another thing, Tim, back to planning. One last point here as we wrap up. Folks, nothing helps you deal with negative momentum or positive momentum opportunities like retained earnings. The best way to plan for and to manage and to hold on to retained earnings is by having a plan for your business. And Tim, that retained earnings cures a lot of having some equity built up in your company cures a lot of ills, doesn't it?
Oh, absolutely. I love that. What a great way to close.
Hey, thanks, Tim,
absolutely.
For being here. Tim Berry, ladies and gentlemen, Palo Alto Software, paloalto.com. Check it out. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.